Hello and welcome to the Clark County's Cultures of Las Vegas series. Today we're diving into the rich Chinese culture in our valley, and joining us, I'm so humbled to have beside me Vita Lin. She's the president of the Asian Community Development Council, along with Eric Jang, who is the director of civic engagement. We also have Jani Lau, who is the organizer of Chinese New Year in the Desert. It's the largest celebration of the Lunar New Year in Las Vegas, and also Peter Lung, who is a master of feng shui. So thank you all so much for joining me for this conversation. We're going to start here with Vita, and tell me just a little bit about, from your perspective, why so many Chinese people come to Las Vegas and what keeps them here.
Sure. So I've been in Las Vegas for 25 years, and I know that Las Vegas is one of the places people come because gaming, right? Gaming is 40% gaming comes from revenues of the Asian community. So when we came back in the days, it was for job opportunities. And for 25 years being in Las Vegas, I've seen the growth in the Asian community.
Tell me just more about that growth that you've seen with restaurants and entertainment and ways for people to make it feel a little bit like home.
Sure. So when I came to Las Vegas 25 years ago, Chinatown was one block off of Spring Mountain and Wynn. And from there, from 25 years, we have grown north and south, east and west, and the population, and every time you turn around, there's a new mall opening up, a new place opening up in Chinatown. But the most important that brings people to, that we love in our culture, in the Asian culture, is food. So back in the days when I came 25 years ago, for me to get good Asian food, I had to go back to Los Angeles or California. But now we have all these wonderful restaurants in Las Vegas. And I think that's, you see a lot of that growth from that.
For sure, and that's so exciting too, because every time I go and visit, you know, you also notice tourists who go there, and that's like the true testament to good food is when people want to come to Las Vegas and eat their own type of food, for sure.
Exactly, yes.
And so Eric, I'm gonna switch over to you now, and so you have a little bit of a different perspective because you're relatively newer to Las Vegas. So tell me, I guess, how that experience has been for you and also how you help others who are new to Las Vegas.
Yeah, so I've been here 2 years. I moved here in 2018, and we kind of, once I moved here, I found out there's how vibrant the Chinese and also the Asian American communities that are here. We're seeing the population growth not only for when we're celebrating Lunar New Year. It's not just Chinese celebrating it. Different Asian ethnicity group and culture are also celebrating it. And for us coming in as a newly transplant Asian American in this community, we found different associations from restaurants to on Facebook. There's Facebook groups, there's WeChat groups. People help each other out, give a restaurant recommendation. They give each other, it's feel like a new family that just helps with the new people coming in. And for us, our Asian Community Development Council will also help people with healthcare, with citizenship, with education opportunities. So I really like this new home. That home means Nevada. So that's, for me, that's the new definition for Nevada.
For sure. Is it easy for people when they move here to find those resources, or is that like a challenge that some people face?
So I think on the community side, there's more and more collaborative efforts to make sure that these resources are publicized. And having, on our end, we have Family Fair, we have Asian Night Market. We want to make sure that people know that their resources, their help, and their people that speaks different languages that are able to make sure the transition to integration to this new community is as smooth as possible.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so you all here know each other very well.
But yes, we do. Yeah.
You know, you guys also mentioned one of the big problems is that census count and making sure that everyone is accounted for. So what is happening here with
that? Sure. So one of the census comes every 10 years, but our community don't know what the census is or what it does for the community. And we have to educate and say, the census is important because it takes information to know how large our population is growing. So what service do we need? How much funding do we need in our state, especially for the schools, the streets, and so forth. So us collectively this year, because every 10 years, we really have to educate our community. We're gonna have more events. Every event that we have, we're going to talk about how important the census is. And that educational piece is so important. And that's the reason why the Asian Community Development Council, ACDC, we were formed, was to be able to educate, connect, and empower our community. So according to the census, the last 2010 census, we were almost double digit, right? 10.8 was our count, almost 11%. So we're talking about, if we have a population at 2 million or 2 million and a half, we're talking about 250,000 own Asians in Clark County alone. So that numbers, that census, is going to be so important. And we need everybody to be counted, especially our kids. We forget about the children, because think about it. If your child is born, that child won't be counted until 10 years later. He'd be 11. The schools and money that we need for our community. So that's important.
Do you folks believe, you know, that that census count too is probably on the lower end because people don't participate?
Exactly. Yes.
Yes, because Asians in general, AAPIs, we're very private. So whenever you get a survey, you're like, not going to do it, right? So it actually does hurt ourselves in that sense. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the reason why we're all coming together, reaching out to our community in faith-based, in associations and so forth, and educate and say, this is important for our community. We need to be counted.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And so we wanted to also have this conversation too, because it coincides with the Lunar New Year, which is coming up. So we'll start with you, Jenny, and just tell me a little bit about Chinese New Year in the desert.
Absolutely. We're excited that we're going on our 9th annual Chinese New Year in the desert. So, and it's happening on January 25th. And 26, and we'll give you the websites www.cnyinthedesert.com. We will be seeing each other again. We love this community. But we will have a parade downtown at 9:30 on Saturday, and there we will have booths doing census as well as activities, arts and stuff. So behind, next to Antivita, we have the lanterns, right? So it's celebrating the 15th Feng Shui Master Peter will talk about the days and all that stuff. But that's just a DIY crafts that we're doing. We have origami, a lot of health check, wealth and stuff like that, offerings down there. Mm-hmm. And that's on Saturday. Then Saturday evening, we're doing a ribbon cutting officially at the Grand Canal Shops and welcoming again. We love everything new during the New Year, don't we? Mm-hmm. So that means even the Grand Canal Shops, they're offering a lot of the new restaurants, the trees that they're, I shouldn't probably spoil the fun, but there's gonna be a lot of new stuff going on that day. And on Sunday, we're finishing up with our 9-course dinner, of course, right? We have to eat, we just talk about eating, and that's a big deal for us. And 9 is really important because of the number, but significance.
Long life, right? Infinite
yes,
numbers.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and we'll be having that dinner at Ping Pong Pong.
That is awesome. And so just tell me then, so we don't spoil things in the future, looking back at the past, tell me how this event has grown over the past 9 years.
You know what? Thank you for asking that. It just really takes, like, you know, leaders, like, you know, I mean, Antivita is the first one I met when we moved here in 2004. And again, we came here when we opened a Chinese restaurant. Then we turned into a Thai restaurant. So we kind of have to adapt to the needs of the Asian market here. So at that time when I came, and I was born in Malaysia, and Chinese New Year is a big deal, right? With all Chinese culture, it's a 15-day celebration. So when I came here in Vegas, it's because of opportunities. This is a land of opportunity for anything and everything we want to do. But what I found missing was the lack of the Lunar New Year celebration. And granted, there is one right in Chinatown where we do come together, and as a restaurateur, I participate in that one day celebration. It's great, but it was in Chinatown. And a lot majority of the Asians, we celebrate Lunar New Year anyway, right? For you get the Vietnamese, the Korean, and the Chinese are the three dominant Asian that celebrate the Lunar New Year. So we do that, but it was kept within Chinatown. We already know it. So when I want, my vision was to have it spread across the city and eventually hopefully across the state, right? So and then nationally. So with the assistance of LVCVA, they came out and, you know, they loved my restaurants, and we used to start talking, Raphael just talking one day, and like, you know what? It would be great because we do get a lot of visitors coming in from China, Korea, Japan, Vietnam, but yet we don't do anything that is citywide. Mm-hmm. So that was back when, again, 9 years ago, and we launched it at the Fremont Street. It was awesome. And then it kind of gradually, every year, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, with the help of the community, because this is not our event, this is our community event that everybody pull in together. So we're just excited to see the growth of this wonderful parade and festival.
For sure. And, you know, you can see this time of year, too, the Strip just transform, you know, really catering to Lunar New Year. We have the Bellagio.
Absolutely.
They do that display every year.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about why Las Vegas is such a destination spot for people who want to come and celebrate Lunar New Year.
During the New Year in the past, a lot of the wealthy folks in general, they stay home and they give out red packets, right? From the elder or married couple, you give the red packets as a well wish and prosperity for the next generation. I think the new generation now, instead of staying at home, is traveling. Because New Year stands for what are you going to do? The start of today is what you're going to do the all year long. So they're like, we're going to be traveling. And Vegas is great because you get to gamble and to eat and then to party, you know? And that's why it's a huge attraction for our AAPIs.
Yeah, especially all these hotels. Like you mentioned, Bellagio, Venetians, they have a big, huge racks inside their atriums. Mm-hmm. So it's a good place. Now a lot of people from Los Angeles, they come here for Chinese New Year because we have not only lion dance, dragon dance, and then all the big properties, they celebrate Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. They invite singer from Hong Kong, mm-hmm. performs. So all this, a lot of people coming here, and then traditional Chinese, we like to gamble during the Chinese New Year. If we win, the whole year's we're winning.
Yes. Lucky year.
So that's why.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
anyway, this, we win, right? When
Yeah. Gamble, so that kind of things, because everybody has some money.
Culture, yes.
So you kind of, you see people, you give them envelopes, you know. So that's a good city to celebrate Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm. So much to do. So I think we look forward to it. We look forward to coming to Las Vegas. It's always a place, and now with all the wonderful restaurants and food that they cater to, even more so. But yes, you're right. I remember as a child, we always like, Chinese New Year Eve is when you gamble and friends come over and you have great food and you do the whole celebration, burn the incense and fruits of you know, three or five fruits, and you have to have like the chicken, the fish,
fruit
and,
chicken,
the,
fishes,
and
yeah,
whatever.
Fish,
so all these tradition that we had. Yes, and, yes. And then New Year's Day is a whole nother day. And mm-hmm. you remember in the morning, you have to wake up and say only good things. You only say, like, you know, Happy New Year, long life, which
and
you
we're
will.
Very superstitious.
Very superstitious,
very.
Yes.
So you're not supposed to technically wash your hair, right? Because you're washing the bad, the good luck away.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
In feng shui, you open certain door for that morning. For example, the 23rd of the Chinese New Year Saturday, the first door you open or window is at the southeast of your house. That means you welcome the god of the wealth coming to your house. So a lot of things that people like to follow during the Chinese New Year, particular this year, the coming year, the year of the rat, is a romance year.
Ooh.
So especially Las Vegas is the year for at the southwest of the nations. So that is a place to attract, particularly this year, the romance star come to this area. So I'm sure the hotel property, wedding chapel will be busy for people getting married. And especially this year, we call it a leap year. Leap year, that means we have 2 months in August. So it's a full month for celebrate, wedding. It's a good year for getting married.
That is
Are
awesome.
You ready now?
Hey, I'm getting married in 2020.
Yes.
Here we go, thank you. And so 2020 is also the year of the rat. Maybe can you talk about a little bit about like the symbolism behind that and along with the other 11?
Yeah, rat is the number one zodiac among from the 12 animal sign. So rat is very lucky for this year because it's kind of dominate the world. And then the person born in the year of the ox is very lucky too. Person born in the year of the sheep is lucky. Dragon is lucky. The pig, we call them boar because pig is not so, you know, boar is not fierce, right? And then the dog is also lucky too. So the rooster is lucky. So a lot of animal signs quite lucky for this year. Really strong romance start for this year. So if you don't get married this year, you lost it, because this is a perfect year to get married. Yeah. And and every year we base on the star, there are good locations. You should consider to activate for good luck. When we talk about feng shui, people say that, oh, you put Wing Chun there, Wing Chun there, right? kind of right, but the way is where you put to attract money. So this year you get a little compass from your smartphone, no matter how smart you are. We get a smartphone, we download the app, you know the directions. So at the northwest is the money luck in your house. So we activate. We even every morning go to read newspaper, the money, the luck is coming to you. The west side is very lucky for happiness, for good news, good opportunities. If you are single, you spend more time at the southwest of the house. Brings a lot of flowers. Then you attract romance luck. Particularly this year, it's very accurate for that too. Okay, if you like to gamble, you like to investment, southeast of the house is good. So if you invite your friends come to your house to play poker, play in the southeast of your house. So the host is winnings.
Wow.
Okay, so if you want to get promotions, northeast of the house is very good for promotions. This is where you put the wind charm, ding, 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 something like that, to activate the good chi. Okay, so all this lucky area, we try to do that to bring good luck to you for this year.
Mm-hmm. And we can find out more information, detail, this coming Saturday, right?
Yes, coming Saturday, I have a fundraiser for ACDC, sponsored by Caesar Entertainment. We have a feng shui talks whole day at the Bali's hotels. So if people like to go there, it's from 10 to 5, you know. That's a good opportunity to have more details about the luck for the each individual animal sign. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And you know, we talk about superstitions, and my family and myself were very superstitious. People who might not really understand this too much, you know, they see signs like this displayed, they see the lychee. Maybe can we talk about a little bit what's on the table and what it represents?
Okay, the lychee is always, this is the rack. So we always put money, we don't give empty. So especially the first day of the Chinese New Year, see people youngest or the oldest, we put some money, we offer to them. So it's all for good luck. And then this is the rack. Chinese New Year, people like to put this in the front of the house to bring the rack to your house. Or we're lucky, we're in Vegas, and you say you can go to the hotels, like Venetians, Palazzo, Bellagio. You walk around the racks. So that means you make friends with the year of the racks for good luck. So when you see the rack this year, you, okay.
leave it alone.
So it's a lucky animal sign.
Maybe okay. A stuffed animal, not a real rat.
Yeah. So and Chinese, we like to wear a little bit more red during the first day of Chinese New Year. Sometimes we cannot wear inside, maybe outside. And nail polish. This year, the money luck for nail polish is red and gold.
Ooh.
Or red and white.
There you go.
Something like that combination is very, very lucky for bring wealth luck for you.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is a whole year is a good opportunity. Las Vegas will be very busy for this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What about some lucky foods? We have some traditions. We always eat gao during Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that people typically will eat around this time?
We like
fish.
To eat, I'm sorry, we have fish, the whole fish.
That symbolizes fish brings
it's
money,
for abundance.
Right? Abundance, right?
Abundance. So that's why you see these things, there are fish here. So to bring abundance. Normally, on the Chinese New Year, we eat this fish. We left a little left over. That means we have abundance to carry forward for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And orange is good. She bring the orange here. Orange represents for the gold. For the first day of the Chinese New Year, 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
We open the front door, they roll oranges inside to the house.
Mm-hmm.
The meaning is a lot of gold oranges, roll them inside to your house. So that's good for Chinese life fortunes, okay? I'm sorry to say that all things are good. Chinese life, good health, good fortunes, whatever good is, they want to take it, Okay. So a lot of Chinese New Year, the first word we say, Gong Hei Fa Choi. That means wish you prosperities. Mm-hmm. So everybody loved that too. We like to eat mochi too. Mm-hmm. Mochi is sticky. That means family stick together. Mm. And also mochi is good for promotion. When you touch the mochi, it bounces back. So is promotions. So it's good for that too. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, there's a lot of things for night. Dishes, we can talk about all this individual. These all have meanings for that too.
I love that everything has a meaning, you know, and everything in that sense has a purpose too, what you do, what you eat. I guess we'll just start to sort of wrap this up. So I'll start with you, Vita, and anything, any message that you want to share with people who watch this just about our culture, the census, whatever.
So culture-wise, we have to come out, we have to be recognized. Our community has always been very quiet. What we do really heavily is the civil engagement part, where it's important for us to vote. You know, they need our voice. We have a voice. We need to come out. And when we don't vote, we lose our power, and we should be able to do that. So we have to educate our community more important how should we get involved, right? There are services out here that we offer from the health, not only with your association with us, we also want to make sure that our community stay healthy. One of the issues that we have is language. So they get nervous where they go to get service and help. So we have that in our center. We help people that's a permanent resident become citizen and naturalized. We do youth programs, and we do graduation for college students that's graduating with job fair. So we're doing a lot to help. Yeah. And with us all working together, we can make a difference and change the community. 25 years ago when I came to Las Vegas, one of the reasons why I came was there was no place for our community to get help and service. Although it took me 20 years to open the center to do that, it's time for us to say we are just as important, and we are fastest growing population, and we are all here coming together to see what we can do to help. Mm-hmm. And traditions is important. Mm-hmm. We love the tradition, and that's why I have to say so. That's my closing remark.
Mm-hmm. Eric?
And for me as a rather relatively new person in Las Vegas, really enjoying the family and community aspect as my new family, my new adopted community. And I think whenever, like Peter just mentioned, when we say Gong Hei Fa Choi, when we're wishing people prosperity, it's not only the individual, the family, but also the community as a whole. Because when we prosper, not only our family prosper, when all communities prosper, our community can come out ahead as well. So that's something that we really want to make sure that we go and serve each other, that we make sure, like the sticky rice bowl, the mochi bowls, it's the community coming together. And I think that's the exciting part, especially going to events like Jenny's event, where you see everyone coming out and showing a parade together. I think that's a very, for us, bringing good luck for the whole year. So thank you.
For sure. And Jenny?
I just want to invite everybody to come out, you know, to play with us, I guess, and celebrate. And I should mention that it's not only we just don't keep it as an AAPI community. We're really excited that the Vegas Golden Knights, our own Golden Knights, is the parade sponsor. So it's so important. And East West Bank is participating, Jamba Juice. So you see a lot of the big names as well as our small businesses that helps us support what we do. And I think it's just a great celebration. So do check it out. CNY in the desert, and we hope to see everybody on the 25th and 26th.
I want to ask, how many people do you think are, you know, you're expecting to see this year?
You know, last year and the previous years, it keeps growing. We get about 3,000-4,000 folks, and then it keeps multiplying. Mm-hmm. And again, our after parade, we've moved the location to Main Street downtown. We're shutting down Casino Center Boulevard. Yeah, Casino Boulevard. And
continue.
It's like, yes, but it's a street fair, and it's just a bunch of booths, and it just, we just keep partying for the whole week and then hopefully 15 days, right?
Yeah, because the 14 days is a Chinese Lantern Day. That means it's Valentine's Day for Chinese. So in the old day, people, single girl, don't go out until the 14 days. They go out, they go to the lanterns, you know, people put the lanterns, so they kind of see the lanterns, so they meet with each other, so kind of things. It's our Valentine's Day for Chinese.
So,
And because of Jacquemont Day, you know, for that too. Yeah. So it's a good year, coming year, romance. If you are single, looking for love, it's a good year. I wish everybody, Gong Hei Fa Choy, have a successful, wealthy, good health, the best year. This is all normally we do, Gong Hei Fa Choy on the first day of the Chinese New
Year. Gong Xi Fa Cai.
Perfect, and thank you. On that note, I want to thank each of you for being a part of this. I learned so much, and I hope our community learns a lot about Chinese Americans and Lunar New Year. And thank you everyone for watching at home. We wish you prosperity and joy in the new year.